妈咪提到说，就是啊，偶尔神会打开那个天上的一点啊帘幕，让我们看一下景况。然后提到这个撒旦的时候，他本来名字的意思就是早晨之子。那么这里呢，也谈到他的那个他是怎么样的一个角色跟能力。
He first tells how he has fallen from heaven.
首先呢，谈到说他是从天坠落的。
He tells us that Lucifer was the son of the morning. He tells us what he was like.
那他就像那个早晨之子，刚才那个路斯佛哈，是我们的圣经上没有翻出来。
And then it seemed like God lamented, and he said, you're the one that will weaken, in other words, he has weakened the nations.
而且呢，他怎么样呢？他功败这个列国。
Now how did this beautiful angel, we're going to find out he was very beautiful,But how did the son of the morning, because he was a great angel, he was what we call an archangel, and he was one of great standing. But now we see that he has fallen, and we see that the results of that is that he is weakening the nations. He has become, he's the one that is going to bring the devastation to the nations of mankind that God has made.
她也是很漂亮的哈，明亮之星哈，但是因为她从天坠落，所以她到地上来了，就功败列国。
For in the 13th verse, he tells us what happened.
那十三节就告诉我们怎么回事。
He said, you said in your heart that you wanted to be, that you, in thy heart, you said, I will ascend into the heavens.I will exalt my throne above the stars of God.
三节
went on to say he's going to set himself in the mount in the council of God. He was going to be like the Most High.
好，请你念一下。
以赛亚书十四章，以赛亚书十四章十三节，你心里曾说，我要升到天上，我要高举我的宝座在神众星以上，我要坐在聚会的山上，在北方的极处。
Okay.
我要升到高云之上，我要与至高者同等。
好的，好，这个就是这个为什么他会坠落的原因。
Okay. And so this is what Isaiah wrote. It was a small amount, but it was a very powerful. You know, when I see something like this, when God opens up, and there's several places.That God has opened up to us, even with an emotional, we can see the emotion in this scripture that this was, I'm sure this again, like mankind, hurt the heart of God very greatly.
即使这个短短的几节而已哈，里面包含着神对我们表达他的情绪，就好像这个本来是那么漂亮的。这个天使长结果呢这样子来坠落变成这样子的情况呢神把他的情绪也表达出来了。
Then he picked up this and gave it to another prophet whose name was Ezekiel. And he began to tell Ezekiel about this thing that Satan had done.
另外一个地方呢你可以从那个以西结书的第二十八章那里看到
，He said, "You know, you were in Eden in the Garden of God, and that you were among the precious stones." And he named all of the different kinds of stones. You were among them, and you had your pipes were prepared in thee. In other words, it seems like Lucifer had something to do with the music of heaven.
那从以西结第二十八章那里看到呢，本来是在伊甸园中的，而且呢佩戴各种宝石，甚至呢还有这个精美的鼓跟笛在他的手里面，等于说他是一个音乐家。
You see, he was anointed cherub.
是神特别。
He was a special cherub.
受神恩膏的这个基路伯。
And that covered.Actually, what I think it was, it seems as if God said he was the one that guarded the throne. He covered that upon the holy mount of God.
在这个发光如火的宝石中间往来。
And he said this in the 15th verse, you were perfect
那本来是很完美的。
From that day you were created.
从被造之后呢，这个啊、是很完美的，这个撒旦本来是很完美的，很漂亮的。
Till iniquity was found in thee.
一直到在他的啊、里面，出现了这个啊、这个背叛的事情。
We see the 17th verse says, why? Because your heart was lifted up because of your beauty and because of your wisdom and by the reason of your brightness. So you see, it was something that created in the heart of Satan as the, I don't know how long, the eons he was there, whatever it was, but through that time, he must have watched, though he was the very top. And yet there came something in him that wanted to be like God.
这是路斯佛是一个地位很高的一个天使长哈，但是到后来就变成充满着这个强暴。那这里提到说呢，他就因为他的美丽开始高傲，而且他很有智慧，在伊甸园里面也不晓得待了多久了，可是呢，他开始就想要跟神一样的这样的一个伟大。
I cannot imagine what heaven was like then.
我不能想象天堂是怎么的样一个样子。
A place that was pure, holy, that God's word was the word.
纯洁圣洁啊，然后呢，神在那里。
Suddenly, an angel chose the fact that he wanted to be like God.
然后突然间，这个很美丽的天使长要决定想要跟神一样的伟大。
And like I said.God only lets us see little tiny portions of things. And the portion he tells us later on is that he took a third of the angels with him.
那另外一个经节也告诉我们说后来呢他就带了三分之一的这些天使们呢就跟他在一起了跟一起背叛所以都全部就被摔下来。
I thought about that he had great influence. He was someone, no doubt,that the angels looked up to because he was full of beauty, he was full of wisdom, and it seemed like there were many of them that looked up to him, and when he fell, they went with him.
这么聪明，这么美丽的啊，这个天使长呢，他也相对的，他也很有影响力，以至于三分之一的天使都跟着他。
When Satan was thrown out,And he, however, I'll have to tell you, when we talk about the world beyond us, the dimension of God's dimension and all that, I have no idea what it's like. And I'm sure you don't either.
那想到说神的这个天上的整个这些、整个一个情况呢是我们不能想象的哈我想我们都不能想象到底是怎么回事。
Now, Paul gave us just a little idea. He said,I was out of what he said, what a man, but he was talking about himself, said, I was out of my body. I went to the third heaven.
那保罗提到他曾经上了、第三层天。
And we can surmise that the first heaven is ours. We're here on earth. We see the heavens above us. The second heavens may be the place, the occupation that may be where the angels,Satan's angels abode.
那我们可能看到的是第一层哈，然后到第二层的时候，可能就可以看到啊，就是像天使这样的一个灵在那边。
You may not understand it all. I don't.
那我不了解，我想你也不太了解。
But you know, God said, "I tell you things." And Isaiah, he told us, "I know the beginning, the end from the beginning." And he went on to tell us a couple of chapters later, "And I tell you these things."Because I want you to know that I am God.
那神呢，他也愿意来告诉我们一些我们不了解的这些天上的事情，因为他要让我们知道说他就是那一位独一的真神。
So God chose to tell several of the prophets a little bit about this thing that happened in heaven and what is really the basis of Satan.And how it came about.
虽然讲的不多，关于这个啊、这个撒旦讲的不多，但是呢，他也让啊、先知能够有这样的一个默示来告诉我们一点关于这个天使坠落的事情。
And we know that Satan has a great hate for God, and also for the children of God. And his aim is to get every child, everyone that's born, and keep them from finding God.
那从此以后呢，我们知道这个魔鬼撒旦呢，就非常的憎恨神，而且呢，他就针对我们啊这些他所造所爱的人，要来让我们能够失败，能够离开神。
Now some people might say, "Well, that sounds like a fairy tale."
那这样听起来像神话一样吗？
But let me tell you, friends, the Word of God is very true. I have been studying quite a bit the prophecies, not just the end time prophecies, but I've been studying prophecies from Genesis on through.
那我一直在注意到这个圣经里面的这个预言，不是只有这个末世的预言了，所有从创世纪开始的啊，就还就是预告哈，被整个的这个历史的这个预告，我一直在。很特别的去钻研这些事这东西。
I've seen the hundreds of prophecies, not just one or two. I have a book with 500 of his prophecies in it.
其中呢，大概有400-500个都有哈。
The prophecy and when it was fulfilled.
那这个预言呢，有的已经应验了。
Some of them were just small prophecies, just within the children of Israel, God would say, this is going to happen, or this is going to happen, and it would.
有的是在以色列国里面的，那有的是比较小的事情。
But we go on to see down through how God gave men prophecies, and he did it for a purpose.
那为什么神要给我们这些预言呢？
And that's what thrills me.
它是有目的的，这个目的让我心里面非常的兴奋。
Because we're living in a time when people say, there's no God.
那当大家都在说哪里有神呢？
But he wanted those that chose him to recognize there is a God, and he has done great and marvelous things in his creation.
预言的一个其中一个很重要的目的是让我们这个用心里面来认识信他的人呢，让我们去了解到我们这一位独一的真神。
Satan was a created being. He may have been wise, he may have been beautiful, he may have been all, but he is not God.
即使这个撒旦本来是很漂亮、很聪明的啊，至极啊，智慧至极的啊一个，但是呢，他是被造的，被神所造的。
And a little later, we'll be learning a little more why we think that God allowed him to go on.And test the mankind.
那我们也会慢慢会了解说，为什么神就容许他这样子为非作歹，好像一直在这样子来试探人，来考验我们。
God has his reasons.
那神是有他的目的的。
Now let's look at the character of Satan.
我们来看一下这个撒旦魔鬼的一些特性。
The Bible describes him to us.
那圣经也跟我们提到这个事情。
Many verses are given over to that.
很多经节也告诉我们。
So again, we would be aware that we would understand this is how Satan works.
这样的话，我们就可以理解到说，哦，原来撒旦有这样的特性，然后他的有一些什么样的工作。
One of the things the Bible says about him is that he is fierce and he's cruel.
他很刚烈，而且呢，很残暴。
Maybe you want to write down the scripture, 1 Peter 5:8.
They have scripture.
Oh, you have them.
我上次哈，这是跟上一次的一样哈，就是我已经给你们经节了哈。彼得前书5:8，务要谨守警醒，因为你们的仇敌魔鬼如同吼叫的狮子，遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。
So we see here, it tells us that he's like a roaring lion.
所以这里怎么形容他呢？ Just, 像狮子，吼叫的狮子。
I've seen pictures of lions as they prowl, just quietly, but they're hunting, they're going after them, watching what their prey is, and then just like that, they're after them and on them.And tear them to pieces.
我相信你也看过这种影片哈，一只狮子呢，本来这样子眼睛张得很大，在观看，突然间张开嘴就吼了一声，就冲出去了。
He's looking for everyone he can to devour.
那他到处游行，要找可以吞吃的人。
We do understand that the Word of God tells us. Jesus said, and he said that Satan is the god of this world.
那神也告诉我们，耶稣也告诉我们说，这个魔君他是现在在掌管这个世上的，在地上的这个魔君。
And actually, Jesus said, "And he is your father, the devil." He told the Pharisees.
甚至呢， 耶稣就指着这个法利赛人说，你们的父是说谎之父，就撒旦。
So as man that sin came into a sinful world, whether we like it or not, our father is Satan.
当我们说我们是从罪中生的时候，不管你接不接受，我们本来我们的父亲就是说谎之父。
Then let's go on to see that he is a powerful being.
那事实上撒旦他是有能力的。
Now we know he's no match for God, but you know the archangel Michael was sort of hesitant, he wouldn't rebuke Satan.
那我们知道上次我们提到哈，他不是跟神一样是全能的，可是他是有能力的。就比如说像在圣经里面这个犹大书的第九节，这个米迦勒在那里呢，他也跟他争辩的时候还不会毁谤他。
So before he would rebuke him, he cried out unto the Lord. He called upon the name of the Lord.
那他就说，当这个米迦勒要来斥责他的时候呢，他不是用毁谤的话，但是他是借着主，他说主责备你。
And you know what? We found that in Jude 9.
犹大书的第九节，你上面有这个经节。
So you see, the word of God tells us even Michael was careful.
那这个米迦勒他也是有位置的哈，但他还是很小心的。
Not to fight or struggle with him at that time.
但那个时候他并没有跟他摔跤。
They called on the protection and the power of God.
而是他是借着主的名字来责备他。
Now we know when another side we see him as a lion, but also he's very deceptive.
他非常狡猾，他很会欺诈。
We see he has schemes, he has plans that he works, and how can I say it? Let me say it this way. I said it this morning in class. Satan knows us.He knows our weaknesses.
我今天早上跟我的另外一些弟兄姐妹谈到说，这个其实魔鬼呢，他是在看我们，在观察我们。
So Paul was writing to us about standing firm against these plans of this creature of Satan. It's clear that Satan wants to deceive us, and he plans to do it. He works it out.He wants to confuse mankind.
他在盯着，他在寻找，然后呢，一下子呢，可能就会射那个火箭哈。所以保罗说，此外拿着信德当作藤牌，可以灭尽那恶者一切的火箭。他的目的就是要射伤我们。
To all mankind, he makes sin look pleasant. He makes it look nice.
这个天使呢？用一个很化妆性的哈，就是很光明的形态，但是呢，他就是非常的狠毒。
For the drug addict, they had his friends many times. His friends, young people, get into that, and they give them some just a little drug, and from there they go on. And they enjoy them. They like their highs. But what happens in the end is destruction, and many of them die from this. Commit.Suicide, do terrible things. Yes, he knows how to deceive.
那刚才他提到说，这个圣经里面所讲的哈，他说化妆成就是好像那等人是假使徒，行事诡诈，装作基督使徒的模样，这不足为怪，因为连撒旦也装作光明的天使。比如说像有些人呢，就陷入这个毒瘾哈。那到毒瘾之后就一直往下坡走，到后来甚至会到一个生命的一个绝处，这样类似这样子，这个就是魔鬼的诡计。
Now the Lord tells us in through Paul in Ephesians the sixth chapter, he talks about the fact that we must put armor on the armor of God.
所以呢，因为这样子呢，保罗他一直提醒我们在以弗所书第六章说，你要把这个。全副的军装都要穿好。
For many hundreds of years, when soldiers fought, they wore heavy armor to cover the vital parts of their body.
那么这个军装是比照那个时候的这个军人哈，罗马军人所把身体全部的都把它保护好，然后去打仗的这样的一个军装来比喻的。
We see that Ephesians 6:16 tells us, above all, get the shield of faith. 我引用
所书第六章十六节说，当作可
怕。While the shield of faith protects us from the darts of Satan that is constantly aimed at us and our minds.
那这可以保护那些射过来在你的这个想法里面的。他刚刚有一个部分我可能没有翻到，他说有时候会有一个想法哈。我们要这样想，可是一下怎么就有一个不好的想法
？That's telling us we can't fight him ourselves.
意思是说呢，你没有办法你自己来面对他作战的。
We have to have faith to know that God can protect us.
你一定要有这个信心啊， and、当做藤牌。
And we let him know. This is the only way we let him know that God is ours and he's protecting us. And then what the Lord tells us that we just have to.To get out of the way, you know, to.
等于说，你面对魔鬼的这种啊试探或者是伤害的时候呢，你要把神抬出来哈，要把神放在你的前面，然后呢，以信靠他来当做你的藤牌，你没有办法保护你自己。
So we see he's one that knows and can. It's very deceptive. Then let's go on to see that he is crafty.
啊，他非常狡猾。
You know what a crafty person is?
狡猾是什么意思？
They slyly watch.
他们呢，就是很啊，这样子背后
and find the weak points.
啊，就在盯着看你哪里有一个比较弱的地方
and then try to pounce on those.
然后就在你那个弱点上面呢， They're、就去
tricky,
攻击你
Very tricky.
他是很会用诡诈的方法的，很会用诡计的
And we see that Paul wrote about that in Corinthians.
那哥林多
in Second Corinthians
后书那里提到。
You see, he said that Satan deceived Eve. He was tricky. He watched.
在哥林多后书的 ，you mean the 11 and the 3, right?
Yes.
Okay. 啊，哥林多后书的十一章第三节呢，这里提到说，我只怕你们的心或偏于邪，啊，就是失去像耶稣基督纯一清洁的心。后面讲了一句话。就像蛇用诡诈诱惑了夏娃一样。
We see he came to her.And very slyly, he began to ask, what did God, you know, what God said, or what tree and so forth, as he was telling them. And very slyly, until he said, you know, God didn't mean that.
我们看到这个、当初呢，这个蛇呢，怎么样来一步一步的很狡猾的，就把这个夏娃呢，就引进去了这个试探。
The devil is intelligent and cunning.In fact, he is more than intelligent than we are.
我们要记得哈，这个魔鬼是很聪明的，他是智慧的啊，这个至极的一个天使，被造的天使。所以呢，他我们是没有办法跟他比的。
We can't outsmart him.
我们是不能就说他很聪明的。
That's why we must have that armor that is talked about in Ephesians, that we are covered by the protection.Of God.
不管你多么的聪明都不能没有办法跟他较量了哈，所以呢妈咪一直在强调说我们一定要有这个全身的这个全副的军装来保护我们。
Now we know that Satan is not an all-knowing like God.
那我们知道魔鬼不是全知的，不是无所不知的。
And we know that it tells us he doesn't know what we're thinking.He doesn't have that kind of power.
他是没有的。
So how does he know our weak points?
那他怎么会知道你的弱点在哪里呢?
You know, many of us are quite different. You have your weak point in one thing, somebody else has their weak point in something else.
个人的弱点是不一样的。
So how do you think he knows?
那你认为他怎么知道的呢?
I was telling Mrs. Shi,I really believe that he watches mankind from the time he's a baby all the way through, seeing our weak points, our temperaments, our emotions, recognizing all the way through.
那、还没有开始以前，他在跟我讨论这个事情、哦、他说他认为呢、从对天使的特性，他认为说这个魔鬼撒旦呢，从一个 baby 生出来之后，他就在盯着，就在观察这个、这个人，这个孩子。
I don't know altogether how he does, but I know he knows our weak points.
那不管怎么样，我很肯定， 他绝对知道你我的弱点在哪里。
You see, you and I have what they call a temperament.
我们个人的这种生来的天性。
Temperament is how we face life.
那天性呢，是你去面对情况的时候，人生的时候呢，你会展现出来的。
And we have emotions.
我们有情绪。
Emotions are how we react to things.
那情绪是会反应的。
And each one of us, there actually are four tendencies, but I'm not going into that study tonight. But each one of us has a different way of looking at life and reacting to life.
我没有要进入这个专题说好像我们的天性是什么，生性啊，生下来就这样的哈。但是呢，我只是要你记得说我们每一个人生下来特性是不一样的。
You know, there's some people...that to forgive is very difficult for them.
其中有一种天性呢，特别难去饶恕人。
And we have other people that they just forgive and they don't even, it's just nothing to them. They just forgive. That's all right.
有些人呢，他就很容易就这样放掉了。
So wherever our weakness is, Satan seems to know and be able to work on us in those areas.
所以不管我们的弱处在哪里呢？那他都把握得很好，而且呢，知道怎么样来对我们做，就是动手脚。
One of the things that he does to believers is the other things. Many of the other things he uses on the sinful world to bring them to the place where they get worse and worse, and they get hooked up more into sin, and they get further from God. But there are many ways that he tries on the believer.
那基本上呢，魔鬼啊。比较用力在做工呢，就针对这个基督徒哈。
The one thing is
他就是要我们就是能够犯罪，然后慢慢的就是离开神。
Satan is described as one who condemns those who believe in Jesus.
那特别会对于这个基督徒信主的人呢，对他们有一种控告。
Paul gave the following warning to Timothy about those who were to be elders in the church. This is what he said.
那在你的第五点里面哈，这个提摩太前书第三节，我那个的啊第三章哈，那个声讨谴责那个责的字我找错了哈，声讨谴责第五个哈，提摩太前书第三章六跟七节。
So we see that Paul was trying to say, listen, be careful. You know, maybe you're going to fall into the condemnation of Satan.But Satan is right there to condemn us if any little thing we do.
你注意看这一节哈，他说呢，刚刚入教的、刚刚信主的，不要让他们啊服侍的位置是在监督的位置，恐怕他自高自大。下面说落在魔鬼所受的刑罚里，就是他只要这样的话，就一定会被控告。
Because his greatest desire is to discourage you.From serving Jesus.
那基本上魔鬼有一个很重要的目的是要让你就是对这个服侍主或者是信靠主或者成为门徒这件事情呢，让你非常的挫败。
So he makes us feel condemned. He comes at us that way, accusing us and trying to make us become discouraged because of our weakness or our failures. But it's a wonderful thing because...
他会百般的在你的弱点、啊、包括你原来生下来的一些弱点或者是、一些比较不成熟各方面你的弱点呢来对你、使手段。
But God took care of that.
但是你放心神会照顾我们。
He said that Jesus is on the right hand of him.
主耶稣在、父神的右边。
Making intercession for you and me.
为你为我祷告，成我们的中保。
That means when I fail, I fall.
我失败了，我跌倒
了。I run to the throne.
我赶快到父神的。
I confess it. I may even weep over it.
我跟他承认，我懊悔，我在他面前啊、忧伤痛悔。
But he said he would forgive.
他一定会饶恕我。
So when you do something and Satan condemns you and just makes you feel, what shall I say, that you're lost, that God can't help you. He's a liar because Jesus is there waiting for us to come back to the place where we ask for forgiveness and renew our spirit with him.
记得如果有被挑起来对自己一种控告哈，还是好像罪疚感很重的时候，你就赶快到神的面前去啊，你就跟他很坦然的 应该承认的承认，然后耶稣也在那里为我们为我们祈求。
He wants us to focus on our failures.
魔鬼最喜欢让我们整个焦点就放在我们的对我们的失败呢，就是好像都不会忘记。
Jesus once said something. A man, he said, "I know man that he's dust."
耶稣也提过，我知道人是被用泥土造的。
Our Father understands us.
当然我们父亲，我们天父照我们，他了解我们的软弱。
He understands about the carnal nature.
他知道我们的这个肉体。
The sinful nature.
我们也有这个罪性。
He understands about our weaknesses.
他很理解我们的弱点。
And he said, I want to make your weaknesses strength.
而且呢，他要把我们的软弱变成他的刚强。
But there's times that he has to take our weakness.And as we fail and pick up, and maybe we even fail again, but that weakness, we get stronger in our decision that, Lord, I'm going to overcome. And after that, it becomes strength in us instead of a weakness.
当你的软弱一次再一次的叠交的时候呢，它就一次一次的把你扶起来，一次比一次你更有能力，更老练的，可以越来越刚强。
So he's going to come to you when you fail.When it seems like in the, a situation came up in the family, and once again it seemed like you failed under it, it was almost too much for you, and you bellowed out, or somehow you made the wrong decision, he's going to come and he's going to point that out to you, and he's going to condemn you. But remember that there's something wonderful about failures, is that we can go back to Christ, and we admit our failure, and he gives us cleansing.And strengthening.
有时候哈，我们会因为做一个不善的或者是不对的一个决定之后呢，以至于呢，让我们就很失败。那么这个失败本身呢，我们只要承认它，然后我们到神的面前，它会让我们重新来过。
I think we need to realize this, that we cannot serve God in our own strength.
记得。一定要谨记一点，我们没有办法靠我们自己的能力来服侍神。
You see, this is what made it different from the Jewish people under Abraham and under the law. They had the law to follow. They had to follow the law. And it was that judged them. But you and I, Jesus said, I have to go away.That I may send you the Holy Spirit.
这个早在亚伯拉罕的这个犹太人的这样的一个这样的下来的话，成团下来的话，他们在律法之下呢享受，可是呢一直就是会被定罪。来到我们这个时候，耶稣说：“我走了，但是圣灵要跟你们同在。”
He has sent us to guide us and to help us and to lead us in the way.So we have to realize we don't do it in our own strength.
他要引导我们，要帮助我们，而且要帮我们开路。
You know, in Israel, if they had a good king, they were able to sort of keep their laws and their worshiping God and not looking off to the other gods, the pagan gods, only about 40 years at a time. And then it seemed like another king come in and down they would go again.
以色列他们的这个国王里面呢，好王不多哈，偶尔有一个，但是呢，维持都不到40年以上的。
But in this day we have, in this day of grace, we have the precious Holy Spirit that will lead us if we'll let him. He'll guide us. And little by little, we'll get victory over many of the things that Satan says, you're just a failure. But God can give us victories until those things that we were the weakest in, we can become strong in.
他刚才说到那个以色列的这些恶王呢，就是没有办法避免去拜偶像，哈，就是一定会被影响。那来到我们的时候呢，圣灵就引导我们，圣灵就帮助我们，他安慰我们，他特别的。在我们的这个生命的过程当中来就是指导我们。
Someone wrote to me on the iPad, and she was telling me about her and her husband. They had wanted to go into the ministry, but somehow they didn't quite make it. And she said her husband keeps thinking he's a failure. He just can't. He was just a real failure, and he's just the devil is keeping him down.Because he's allowing that, But there comes a time when we have to say, yes, I may be a failure in myself, but if I go to God and I will follow the Holy Spirit, he can give me victory. And I can tell you, after 50 some years, almost 60, maybe 60, I'm not even sure, I have failed. I have failed at times, and I failed very badly at times. But the blessed Savior, through the power and the blood and through the Holy Spirit, can take me through. And some of those weakness that I thought I was so weak in, he made them to become my strength. And in that, I was able to help others.
在我的这个跟我在联系的有一对夫妇哈，他们就提到他们的经验，曾经呢他们想服侍神，可是呢后来就没有做成，之后呢他们总是带着那个定罪，被定罪的愧疚感，他们觉得他们很失败。那我们要知道，我们可以说是的，我是一个失败者，可是我靠着我的神，我可以胜过这一切。所以呢，妈咪说到自己的人生里面也是有很多的失败的地方，可是呢，她却靠着神，也是因着耶稣基督的宝血，还有耶稣基督的那个复活跟得胜呢，她就这样子很刚强的靠着主，就走到今天，已经服侍的已经算是差不多60年了。
So in Romans 8:1, this is what Paul said: Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.And as the devil condemns us, we get our forgiveness from God. We pick ourselves up with God helps us through the Holy Spirit to pick ourselves up. And then we go on serving him. No, don't ever. When you fail, when you're accused, don't stay there. Go to the cross. Run to Jesus. He has forgiveness and love for you. He wants to do it.And he will, and he'll give you the strength to go on and even become victorious.
罗马书第八章第一节，如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了。是的，你会有跌倒，会有失败的时候，赶快冲到神的施恩座前去，你会转败为胜，成为一个得胜者。
So we need to know these, because no army ever won.A battle without understanding who they were fighting against.
当我们在一个处在一个征战的一个境况下面呢，我们一定需要了解我们的敌人。
When they go to war, they study, they try to understand that enemy, how they won at other places, and what they had and count. It's a process because they know the way to win the war.Is to know how to fight the enemy.
要赢得这场战的这样的一个得胜呢，我们一定要了解敌人的特性，他们是怎么作战的。那我们也知道，就刚才他讲的哈，我们是靠着主，不是我们自己去打仗哈。那你打靠着主，这个就是你的武器了哈。那你需要知己知彼，才能够百战百胜。
So now we know how it works in some areas. Satan, as we said, is deceitful.
记得他是一个欺谎者，说谎者。
But we see that God has told us in his word, and I want us to get into Ephesians, the 6th chapter.
以弗所书的第六章。
Because God is telling us how we can defeat the schemes and the plans and the tricks of Satan.
我们知道从这里呢，神就清楚地告诉我们，说我们如何可以来面对仇敌。
Let's look at the tenth verse says, "Finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord."
在以弗所书的第六章 what verse?
Ten.
第十节哈，第十节，以弗所书第六章第十节。
And it doesn't tell us in our own power.
那在这里说，在主里面要刚强。
It says, be strong in the Lord in his power, not ours.
是依赖他的大能
the power of his might.
做刚强的人
God is for us, friends. He wants us to win. And he has power as we're obedient, as we understand. We put on, he said, Paul said here, in this power of his might, put on the armor of God.
神的用意是要我们能够得胜啊。他是好意，而且呢是要我们能够得胜的心意。那么他说呢，穿上神所
Now, Paul didn't say, now stand up and I'll, and we'll put on the whole, put the armor on you. No, you and I have to accept it. You and I have to want it. You and I have to put it on ourselves.
他不像很多父母亲帮孩子穿衣服啊。没有神，保罗没有说，哎，来站好，神帮你穿衣服。他说你自己要穿戴神所赐的全副军装。
You see, the greatest thing that we have is our will.
那我们有一个意志，人有意志。
It's the most powerful thing we have.
这个自由意志是很有能力的。
It's the will that says yes or no.
这个光是一个好跟不好。他就非常有能力。
It's the will that said, I'll do it or I won't do it.
我要做跟我不做。
And even to the great God of all creation, we can say, I won't.
甚至你可以对一个全能创造的神说，我不要。
We have to suffer.
即使我们受苦受难。
And maybe you're lost for eternity.
或许我们也会，这样的人会迷失。
But your power is saying that I will.
即使这样的人到后来他选择要灭亡他也可以这样拒绝神哈但是对于我们这些神的儿女来讲我们要回答他说是的我要穿上全副军装
Now we're having a big fight here in the United States
现在美国这里you mean ourselves?
The United States is having
okay,
a big fight
那the party cell?
No I'm just saying that
Okay you go on
The United States is having a big fight. I'm not talking about the political one. That's bad.
那要说美国现在里面有一场很大的征战，但是我讲的不是政治问题。
But another big fight is whether we should wear a mask or not wear a mask.
你知道这个征战是什么吗？有人说你一定要戴口罩，有人说不用戴口罩。
So we see we can have fights and we have to decide on which side we're going to be on. Okay, so we're putting on our armor. And in the 12th verse, he tells us why we're putting it on. Because we wrestle not against flesh and blood. If you knew how, if it was flesh and blood, we could do it by swords and knives and guns.
如果是属血气的话，你可以用你的武器哈，刀啊、剑啊，或者是枪都可以打的。
But we're doing it against principalities. That's something that's great, something high, something lifted up, something strong, and against powers.And against the ruler of the darkness of this world.
我们的征战对象是这个灵属灵的哈，乃是与那些执政、掌权、管辖着幽暗世界以及天空属灵系的恶魔征战。
Even in spiritual wickedness in high places.
那就是在一个很高的位置的啊一个对象。
So he's talking about a whole realm that we may not fully understand.
这个或许我们不了解，因为它不是只有在地上而已哈，但战场不就地上，而是整个是一个属灵气的。
But it's a realm of Satan and demons and fallen angels.
这些恶者哈，这个撒旦还有这些魔鬼。
A realm of darkness.
而且是一个幽暗世界。
So therefore, he said, we're going to need that armor against that group.
所以我们绝对需要这个全副的军装。来面对这个跟我们
so that you can withstand them in the evil days, and you do all, and then you stand.
好让在磨难的日子抵挡。
Now, do you notice there he didn't say do that and then fight? No.
他没有叫你去打。
He didn't say do that and run.
也没有叫你逃。
He said, when you get this armor on,
当你把这个军装穿好了
then you stand.
站好站稳。
And standing can be a position of strength.
所谓的站就是说你有力气停在那里。
He said, stand therefore, and he tells us now the parts of the garment, the parts of the armor we need.
那么站稳了之后呢他解释说你这些军装里面包括什么
So one of the things is we gird our loins about with truth.
首先你要用真理当作带子束腰。
This is the part, these are the things that God said we must have in our character, in our spirit, in us in Christ.
这个真理呢 我们的基督里呢，这个真理会成为我们的一个德性里面的一部分，成为我们生命里面的一部分。
The truth from the word of God.
真理，神口中的话。
Satan can twist the truth of the Bible. He's doing it all the time.
记得，魔鬼他可以去扭曲，他常常引用神的话去扭曲这个神的真理。
Many religions were started by one man.
很多这些宗教呢，就是都从一个人开始的。
The Muslim religion.
像这个回教。
Started by one man.
也是从一个人开始。
Who one day had a vision in a cave.
有一天呢，他在这个山洞里面看到一个异象。
He saw this angel shining and bright, brilliant.
他看到这个天使，非常光亮的天使出现在他面前。
Remember the word of God said that the angel Satan is an angel of light.
记得刚才我们一开始就讲到说，这个撒旦是光明的天使，是很漂亮的。
He left that cave not understanding.
然后呢，他 understand or
not understanding.
那他看到这异象之后，他也自己也不了解。
He met a man who was a Christian.
结果碰到一个基督徒。
And then he told him about this shining angel, and that Christian man said to him, "That was Gabriel."
他说呢，哎呀，我看到这个非常光亮的一个天使。结果他跟他讲说，这个天使就是那个天使长哈。
And that was twisted until today. We have
加百勒
an altogether religion that is a billion and a half people.
从那时候开始。他就把这个意象当作他的一个很重要的一个方向，从那里开始，他开始了一个宗教。
So we must keep in the truth.
所以我们一定要。
The word of God is our truth.
我们一定要在这个真理里
面。It's what will get us to heaven.
真理会把我们帮助我们能够走天路上天堂。
And now he said, cover your vital organs, your heart.
那接下来我们的心要用公义。
And do that by right living.
这个意思是说呢，你的生活，
which is righteousness. That's righteousness.
要能够有公义。
That's living right living, pure living.
这是一个干净的、
godly living,
公义的一种生命、一种生活。
See, that's what happens to so many. Their living isn't right, and then they wonder why Satan defeats them.
很多人想说，为什么老是我撒旦魔鬼常常攻击我？可是呢，他没有想到说，我是不是有很多一些黑暗的地方、不公义的地方，让他来攻击我呢
？And then he tells us in the first 15th verse, "Then get your feet shod, put something on your feet."
十五节说呢，你的鞋子呢要穿上这个。
And we see that's a preparation, the gospel of peace.
那这个是要带着福音，平安的福音出去的。
God's people are peaceful people.
我们是
We seek peace.
我们是一个寻求平安的人。我们是。
And His gospel brings peace.
而且你把福音带到哪里，那里就有平安。
Many a troubled heart turned to God.Became a heart of peace.
很多人当我们转向主的时候，我们得着的福音，我们就有了平安。
Then we see in the 16th chapter,
verse,
yes. And above all, now that seems, he said, I've told you all this thing, but the main thing is that you take the shield of faith.
此外，这些都有了，接下来。要拿着这个信德当作藤牌
，because without faith we can't please God.
因为没有信就不能讨神的喜悦。
Without faith, it's just we don't know that He's a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him.
当你没有对神没有信心的时候呢，你就不能确定说神真的要赏赐给我吗
？Because Paul said, "With that you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts that Satan throws at you.
这个才不会被这个魔鬼的那个恶者的这个火箭。
His lies.
他就是要来把你让你没有信心。
His deceitfulness.
他用各种手段。
His temptation.
包括刚才的那个欺骗啊，这个很狡猾的怎么样呢？就是要让你不要有信心。
Then he goes on to tell us in the 16th verse. Then pick up and put on your 17th verse, and it said, take your helmet of salvation and put it over your head.
戴上救恩的头盔。
Now you know why? Because it tells us that the darts of Satan is constantly coming, and a vital spot is the mind.
那在这里呢，指向我们的头哈，那里特别是讲到我们的这个心思，这我们的意念。
You don't do anything that doesn't go first through your mind.
你的行为表现一定要从你的这个想法来。
We think, and then we.
你先想，你才会做出来。
And that's why Satan is constantly trying to bring thoughts into our minds.
所以那里就是圣灵和这个撒旦可以做工的地方，要把一些很邪恶的、负面的都给你去想。
But our salvation is the fact that God is there.Jesus, blood of Jesus Christ, our salvation is what can keep us in our mind and all that Satan throws at us.
救恩就是你从这个罪中被带出来，这个救恩，你已经是个新造的人之后呢，在这里总是戴好你的这个头盔的时候，那么魔鬼就使不进去了。
Now it only gives us one weapon.
只有一样的武器。
No hand grenades.No hand grenade, that's the things you throw. No bullets, no knives. He gives us a sword.
不是刀，不是枪，不是子弹。
And we see that this is the sword of the Spirit and the Word of God.
那么圣灵的宝剑就是
神的道。That's our weapon.
神的话就是我们的唯一武器。
It's not our mouth.
不是我们的嘴巴。
It's not why we try to look brave.
不是你多会说话，或者是你多勇敢。
We'll only defeat by the word of God, for the word is powerful.
唯有靠着神那有全能的他的话，才能够当做武器来战胜。
That's why I'm so happy that you want to study.
那就是为什么我很高兴你们愿意学。
Because the more we know, the better equipped we become.
你越学习越多。你就越有装备。
The sharper that sword in our hand is.
你那个手上的这个剑呢，就会越来越利。
We defeat Satan by the word of God.
我们借着神的话来抵挡魔鬼。
And when Satan comes, use the word of God against him.
那当魔鬼他也会用神的话来攻击我们。
This was Jesus'
weapon. 那我们会可以用全备的神的话来回击。
It was Jesus' weapon.
耶稣不是这样做的吗？
Jesus was in the flesh.
他道成肉身成为人。
And he recognized the power of Satan.
那他当然很清楚这个魔鬼的。
So how did he defeat Satan?
那他怎么样来面对魔鬼呢？
It is written, he said.
他说神的话这样说。
It is written.
圣经
上说。This is what God says.
神已经讲了。
And he defeated Satan.
所以因为这样就斥退了魔鬼。
And then, of course, he tells us, keep praying, always keep praying, keep praying, keep talking to God, keep looking to him. Make your supplication in the spirit and go on serving him, that the saints of God, with the love they have for one another, can strengthen each other too, he says at the end. But this is what he wants us to do. Keep on praying, people.
那么这个当中呢，他说呢，我们要靠着圣灵，因为圣灵帮助我们祷告。
God hears us.
常常对神说，常常的跟神交通啊。然后一方面呢，因为我们爱我们弟兄姐妹，也为我们的肢体来祷告。
But even in this, we have to understand, we have to prevail in prayer.
那我们需要去持守这个祷告。
You said, "Oh, I prayed about it, and God didn't do anything." Listen, Daniel prayed, and it took 3 weeks for that answer.To come through because the prince and powers of the air fought against the angel that was bringing the answer.
你知道连祷告魔鬼都要阻挡吗？但以理就是一个例子哈，他祷告了，结果一直等不来。
That's why we prevail. That's why we keep praying. That's why we keep asking God and crying out because Satan is trying in every way he can to keep God from being the strength of our life.
我们要不住的、不停的、持续的，一直跟神交通，我们要跟他祷告的。
So remember now that he plots and he schemes against you.
那记得他就是针对你，要来针对你，针对我。
And he's very clever. He knows our faults. He understands us better. Sometimes I think we understand ourselves.
有时候我甚至认为他了解你，比你了解你自己。
And another thing,
他很聪明嘛，哈，他多。
And another thing you want to be understand that he can quote scripture.
啊，记得他也会有引用圣经。
Because he said in Matthew 4:6, and he said unto him, If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, He shall give his angels charge concerning thee.
那魔鬼要试探耶稣，就是说让他能够跳下去。圣经不是有讲吗？他派使者把你扶起来啊，接起来啊。
He will come at us, even condemning us with scripture.
那你有时候来控告你。还用圣经来控告你。
Till it confuses you, you don't know whether it's God or Satan.
那你很混淆，到底是魔鬼还是从神来的？
This isn't for everyone. Each one of us, it, things come to us differently. He works differently in all of our lives.
刚才我们讲过他的这个特性嘛，所以他也不是说都是会这样，都是每一个人都碰到这样。但是呢，他针对个人的弱点。他就用他的那种诡计。
So please don't faint and think, oh, how are we going to make it? I'm just trying to show you tonight the different ways that he comes at different people or at us. We learn, we begin to learn and understand how he's coming at us.
我们从圣经了解到这些不是让你害怕说，哎呦，糟糕，那我怎么防得了呢？不是这样子的哈，是让我们认识到了，然后呢，我们已经很清楚的。说我们的这个武器是什么？然后我们的这个最重要的是靠着神。
He uses men. He uses them. He becomes the angel of light through men. That it, well, let's see what Paul said in 2 Corinthians.
他也会用人来做事情。
For such are false apostles and deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. But it was Satan.Satan's using them. It goes on to say, Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light.
那刚才我已经念过了哈，就是那些假使徒啊，行事诡诈啊，装作基督徒的模样，这些人呢，不足为怪。为什么不足为怪呢？因为天使就像他们一样会假装。
Please don't listen to everyone that comes down trying to quote you scripture, trying to show you another way, trying to show you what they think.You stick to God's word and trust him because men can twist the word of God until you begin to think, well, maybe he is right. Maybe it really doesn't. You see, this is how faith works.
他是说呢，我们如果有人会断章取义，或者是
I want you to...
有噪音，就是当我们听到有人跟你讲说哦，圣经这样讲说，然后你如果不确定或者不讲的话，你一定要好好的回到神或圣经的这样的一个学习。
And one of the things the Word of God tells us is that He accuses us. He accuses us to God.
刚才我们提过，他控告我们。
You see that with Job. Remember reading in Job how he accused him, oh, if you take this from him, because you've got a hedge around him, he won't, you know, he won't do, he's all right. He knows he accused. And then if you do something, he goes to accuse you before the father.
那因为he accused Job, right?
Yes, he accused.
那比如说这个约伯呢被他说呢这个魔鬼怎么样来控告约伯呢？说因为他有什么，你保护他啦，所以他才会这样子啊。就等于说，他把那个约伯就神说他是一个义人，他是一个完全人，可是这个魔鬼呢，就来控告他不够的地方。
In Revelations, we see the 10th and 11th verse says this, and I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, "Now is come salvation and strength." And the kingdom of our God. So this is when it's going to end. This is coming to the end. And the power of Christ. For the accuser of our brother is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night.
12
chapter.
12 chapter. 启示录第十二章的第十节。启示录的十二章第十节。 我听见在天上有大声音说，我神的救恩能力国度并他基督的权柄现在都来到了，因为那在我们神面前昼夜控告我们弟兄的已经被摔下去了。
So we say in the 11th verse, I like this one, and they overcame him, that's Satan, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death.
11节我很喜欢，弟兄胜过他，胜过这个控告者呢，是因羔羊的血，自己所见证的道，我们自己所行出来见证的道，他们虽至于死，也不爱惜生命。
Now John 8:14, let's look at that one, because that's our ending, that's our closing tonight.
那么约翰第八章。
He says here, you are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth. He didn't stay in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks, he lies. He speaks of his own, for he is a liar and the father of all liars. That's John 8:14.
8:14, 好，约翰第八章十四节，哈。John 8:14.
44, I'm sorry, John 8:44.
Okay, 好，对不起哈。第八章四十四节，你们是出于你们的父魔鬼，你们父的私欲你们偏要行。他从起初是杀人的，不守真理，因他心里没有真理。他说谎是出于自己，因他本来是说谎的，也是说谎之人的父。
I've given you a lot tonight to think about.
那我今天就让你听这些也不少了哈，让你有一些思考。
I believe Dorothy sent notes, did you, to them?
Yeah, 上次我把那个大纲都有给你们。
Maybe it would do good to study it then. Begin to think about this yourself. Begin to internalize some of these truths until they become real to you.
我们稍微再把经节自己私下呢做一些深思之后呢，想想说在我的生活里面，在我的成了基督徒的生命当中呢，有多少是有跟这个圣经的经验一样的。
What I'm given today, tonight, I just want you to understand, these are the kind of ways Satan tries to take everyone he can from God's heart.
那我们要认识到说他用各种不同的这个很狡诈的手段，就是要来针对神，他恨恶神然后呢让我们对神没有信心。
But you don't get discouraged.
绝对不要沮丧。
Because he's given us weapons.
因为神已经赐给我们这个武器。
He's given the Father giving his Son making an intercession for us. We have a lawyer in heaven.
我们有神的话当作我们的武器，一方面我们还有一个中间的这个好像律师哈，就是一个中保一样在为我们祷告。
And we have the blessed Holy Spirit with us.
而且我们还有圣灵
comforting us,
在安慰我们
directing us,
在引导我们
correcting us,
而且会纠正我们。
God wants to get us to heaven more than we want to get there, I believe.
记得神要你安全的回家，比我们心里面可能还要热切。
But like I said, he knows we're dust.
但是他也认识到我们是泥土所造。
But he said, I want to take your weakness. It allow me, submit to me, because I want to take your weaknesses and I want to make them strength.
神一直在提醒我们说，呼唤我们说，把你的原原本本的，你的软弱，你的一切就交给我，我要让它成为一个就是让他把你的软弱呈现出一个他自己的刚强，好，所以他不会在意我们的软弱，但是呢，他要我们来寻求他。
I can tell you some of the struggles and battles I had in the Lord working through me, but I wanted heaven more than anything else. I wanted to serve God more than anything else. I held on, and I'm still holding on. Satan is still fighting me.And he's going to battle us until we take our last breath. So,
我可以告诉你很多我人生里面的一些失败的地方，或者是被魔鬼攻击的地方哈。但是呢，我就是有一个焦点， 一个很重要的目标，我要回到跟神在一起，那个永恒跟他在一起，好的，我回到天家，然后呢，我也要在，只要我活着，我就是要服侍他。
So here we have God on one side giving us the resources of his word, his son, of his spirit, and here we have Satan over here trying in every way he can with all the different ways and schemes to try to make us to fall. And the one that matters is going to make the difference is when you and I make up our mind, Lord, I may fall. I may be weak. You may need to work on me, but I'm going to make it through.
那我们知道一面呢，我们有耶稣基督的宝血，我们有圣灵的帮助，而且呢，我们有神的话语，啊，我们有这些。但是一方面呢，魔鬼呢，他用尽手段要攻击我们，但是我们有一个心智说，不管怎么样，我是属于你的，而且呢，我要靠着你能够得胜。
Because as you serve the Lord, there are many wonderful times, times that He blesses you, times that you when you feel happy to know happy in Jesus, but then there comes those times when we are tempted and tested and tried.And so we have to understand they're going to come. But Lord, help me. Help me to recognize the powers that God has given me and how Satan can work on me. And I believe as you work out your salvation, and that's what we do. He said, work out your salvation with fear and with trembling. But we do it because we know that we're on the winning side. As long as we keep our hand in his hand,As long as we keep close to him, we're on the winning side. So God bless you. My heart goes out to each one of you that God will make you the strongest. He'll make you the most, what shall I say, one that can be a blessing and one that, Lord, even though you may go through some things, God's going to bring you out on the other side. If you've determined, I've made up my mind, I'm going to serve the Lord.
刚才他有一个前面那一段，他有句话说呢，神呢要用我们这些经历啊，不管是啊失败或者经历呢，啊把我们塑造成一个啊新的啊，就是给我们一个重新再造，让我们更新哈、啊。然后呢，后来这一段呢，他说呢，啊不管怎么样，我们是在啊一定是赢的，一定是站在神这边是赢的啊。他讲得很长啊，我现在有点。有谁可以帮我记一下吗？我后来他讲非常长这一段，就是我一定要立定我的心志啊。那我也知道说我确信我主耶稣已经胜过了，所以我已经是在赢的这边。然后他有提到一个经节说，我们要恐惧战惊，很谨慎的做成得救的功夫。有谁要帮我补充一下吗？刚才这一段、yes, 有没有谁要补充他后面这一段？Okay,
Remember, we're in this battle together.
记得我们是一起作战的。
We're brothers and sisters.
我们是弟兄姐妹。
We're to pray for one another.
而且我们要彼此爱。
We're to love one another.
我们要彼此相爱。
We're to encourage one another.
我们要彼此鼓励。
We don't look at each other's faults. God help us in that area.
不是要在找对方的。
Every one of us has some faults. Every one of us has some wrinkles. Every one of us has freckles.
就像这种每个人都会有皱纹一样，我们一定会找到别人的弱点，别人的问题的。所以不要变成我们来找我们的弟兄姐妹的问题，我们是要彼此相爱，
彼此祷告。We learn to love each other, and together, and with Christ, you and I can be more.
我们要连结并肩作战，然后呢，靠着主耶稣，我们一定是一个得胜者。
God bless you. I love you all very much, and I'm trusting that one of these days we're going to be in heaven, because we're living in the last days. Jesus said, when you see a lot of these things happening, that's happening today, look up. Your redemption's drawing nigh, and it may not be long. It may not be many years before we get into that heavenly country.Into that heavenly city as a band of God's children. So keep pressing on, keep working, don't let Satan defeat you, and God will bring you out.
我们处在这个末世的这样的一个阶段里面呢，我的期待就是让我们在天上可以欢呼的相聚，那就是我们彼此鼓励， 我们就继续的仰望，切切的仰望要来的主，然后呢我们要有一个预备的心来面对这个最后的这一段时间啊，所以我们要好好的眼睛看着上面来仰望主的再来。
The Lord bless you.
好，神祝福你们。